A crippled man responds to the word of God by faith and receives the touch of God. He's healed and changed for eternity. You know, faith without action is dead. My friend, we can listen, hear the word of God, but unless we respond to it by faith, nothing changes.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is an honor to have you with us today on Truth in Fact. We are in Acts chapter 14, and we're dealing with Paul and Barnabas, who are in a place called Lystra, and they're preaching the gospel of Christ. Paul perceived that this man who was born a cripple, never walked in his life, had faith to be healed, told the man to stand up on his feet, and he stood up, and he was healed by the power of God. But that's what the gospel will do. See, I don't think Paul preached on 14 steps for deliverance, how to have church growth or a megachurch. I don't think he preached on any of those things. I think he stuck to the simplicity of the gospel. Sir, ma'am, preacher, pastor, evangelist, stick to the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not hard. It's not difficult. I don't think that Paul preached other things than Jesus Christ crucified, risen, and coming again. Maybe Paul preached about a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years, reached out and touched the hem of Jesus's garment and was made whole. Praise God. Maybe Paul preached about when Jesus made mud, put it on a blind man's eyes, told him to go wash to pool of Siloam, and he came back seeing. I don't know. Paul could have preached many things, but my gut feeling is that he preached that Jesus Christ is the Son of Almighty God. He came to this earth, a form of a servant, the Word incarnate, and he willingly and lovingly gave himself to die on the cross for the sins of the world. On the third day, rose from the grave, ascended to the right hand of the Father, and he is alive forevermore, and there is no other God besides him. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. I know this one thing, Paul didn't preach a lot of the nonsense you hear going on today. It wasn't about himself, he was dead to self. It was about Christ. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, we'll draw all men unto me. Sir, we must lift up Jesus, not our church name, not our denomination, not ourselves. We must lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever Paul preached, it penetrated the heart of this crippled man, and he believed in the power of the gospel of Christ. Can we believe today? The Bible says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What disturbs me today is that we hear the word of God preached, but are we listening? Jesus said, he who has ears, let him hear. In other words, listen up. You see, we're in a dangerous place when we hear the word of God, but we're not mixing it with faith. When we believe in theory only, but not by faith. The children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years because they did not mix the word of God that was preached to them by faith. A lot of people are wandering in the wilderness right now. Sir, ma'am, is that you? I mean, you've been saved for years, but you feel like spiritually you're in a wilderness. Let me ask you a question. Are you mixing the Word of God by faith? Are you sitting there in a pew and you're listening to the Word of God? Yes, okay, that's good. Praise God. But you must mix that with faith. Respond by faith. The Word produced faith, and faith brought healing in this crippled man. He believed what he heard, and Paul perceived that he believed and told him boldly to stand up, and he acted upon the word by faith and stood up and was healed. Paul didn't have to ask twice. He didn't say it twice. He just said, stand up on your feet, and the man stood up, and he received something of God. You see, you can sit there and do nothing and receive nothing of God and leave empty. Or you can respond to that word by faith, receive the blessing of God, and be changed forever and eternity. My friend, can I just encourage you not only to hear the word, but to respond by faith?
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.